to you all. It's really good to see you here tonight. That was a march presented there by the band entitled The Spirit of Christmas. And I hope you enjoyed listening there and picking out the various carols that were contained within that music. We are pleased to welcome you here this evening to our Music for Christmas concert. Some of you will know that this concert perhaps usually takes place at Trimley St. Mary at St. Martin Church. And we are pleased that our friends from the church have been able to come along this evening as we share together. We can look forward to some music presented by the band and the songsters, some readings presented by members of the Trimley Church, and we will share together in a Bible reading, a thought for Christmas, and then of course there is you. We can all share together in singing some favourite carols. That's what we come to carol services for. So I think we are in for a good time together. So let's sing. Our first carol this evening, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. The words will come on the screen and we'll leave this to the bandmaster. There'll be a short introduction. Perhaps you'd like to stand as we sing our carols this evening.
Loving Father, we just ask you to come here and grace us with your presence this evening. We have come to worship you. We have come to welcome you. We think of all of those years, over 2,000 years ago. And Lord, there was such joy and praise at this little baby boy that was born. Born in a stable and laid in a manger. But he still was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he still is that. And Lord, this evening we just come and bow down and worship you. Be with each and every one of us as we try our best to do what we do for you. And Lord, we would think of those who are unable to be with us. Several with our own fellowship who are unwell and not able to join with us. No doubt they'll be thinking of us this evening. Lord, I just pray that you will be there with them where they are. And now, Lord, I just ask that you'll be with every person represented here this evening. It's such a joy to see faces that we haven't seen for a long time, and a job sometimes to recognize with masks on. But loving Father, we just thank you for fellowship and for friendship. And I just pray that we will have a great time worshipping you this evening. Amen.
Well, we're already just a couple of items into the programme, and I've already lashed it up because I've done the introductions, which is what it says next on my programme. So we are pleased to welcome you. We are the Songsters, we are the band. Anyway, it's not all down to us, it's all shared together, and we're going to sing again a favourite carol of many people, Silent Night. Maybe you'd like to stay seated for this one, and then we'll sing together. Silent Night. Like to pick up on those last couple of lines of those verses there, which says Jesus Christ is here, and I hope you believe that. We're not just here to have a good time, but we are here to worship and worship Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is of course here with us tonight. It's now time to hear from the Songsters and their first group of songs, two songs. Our first one asks the question, what does Christmas mean to you? A song that suggests some things that may distract us from the real meaning of Christmas. The real meaning of Christmas is, of course, as the title of the song says, it's simply Jesus. And then following that, we'll sing a song that declares, Christ has come.
Do you recognize a magic glass of God? Santa's Christmas Eve Prayer by Warren Jennings. The sleigh was packed, the reindeer were fed, but Santa still knelt by the side of his bed. Dear Father, he prayed, be with me tonight. There is much work to do, and my schedule is tight. I must jump to the sleigh and streak through the sky, knowing full well that a reindeer can't fly. I will visit each household before the first light. I will cover the world all in one night. With the sleigh bells a ring, I'll land on each roof, amid the soft clatter of each little hoof. To get in the house is a difficult part, so I'll slide down the chimney of each little heart. My sack will hold to grant all the wishes. The supply will be like the loaves and the fishes. I will fill all the stockings and not leave a track. I'll eat every cookie that is left for my snack. I can do all these things only through you. I just need your blessing, then it's easy to do. All this is to honour the birth of the one that was sent to redeem us, your most holy son. So to all my friends, least your glory I rob. Please remind them who gave me this job.
Well, good evening to you all. I trust you're keeping well and safe, hopefully. We're now going to play a thing called Christmas Swing. Now, this is a light-hearted arrangement of a very well-known carol, really, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. It moves along at a fair old pace, but if you want to sing it, by all means do so. We're not going to wait for you, so you'll have to keep up.
Some of you will remember watching Mr. Bean. Well, there it was. So it's your turn again, and we're going to stand and we're going to sing together, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Following that, the songsters will sing again, and our next song is a song called Saviour, Lord Jesus. This one is a new one for us this year, and it offers a narrative of the Christmas story with the final words of that particular song saying, Let him surround you with love. We'll follow that with a different style of song. The carol, which continues to be popular in the USA, was originally written in 1978. Other adaptions, particularly that of musician, conductor, pastor, speaker, and author, long title, Derek Johnson for Disney, have brought this carol to many people's attention. I do hope you will enjoy that when we get to it as we sing Rejoice with Exceeding Great Joy. But it's your turn. Let's stand and sing together. Hark, the herald angels sing.
Thank you. impossible to follow that, isn't it, actually? This is a story from an author that some of you might have heard of called Gervase Finn. He was an inspector in Yorkshire, where I hail from. Yeah. In December, in a Yorkshire rural village school, the vicar was addressing an infant class. "This is a very special time of year, children," he said. "Can anybody tell me what it is?" "Christmas," volunteered a small wiry boy. "It's Christmas." "It is indeed," agreed the vicar, smiling. "It's Christmas and a very, very special time of year." "I'm going a bike," the boy told him. "I'm going a doll that can wear nappies and talk," added a large girl with a moon face and hair in untidy bunches. This, unfortunately, was a signal for all the children then to shout out what presents they were hoping to receive from Father Christmas. "I'm going a remote control car." "I'm going a train set." "I'm going a..." "Children! Children!" exclaimed the vicar, raising his hand like a crossing patrol warden stopping cars. "Christmas is not just about presents, you know. It's really a celebration of a birthday. It's about the birth of a very special baby." "I know what it were called," said the small wiry boy. The vicar interlaced his long fingers just beneath his chin in an attitude of a child praying and smiled. "I'm very glad to hear it," he said in a kindly tone. "It were called Wayne," the children told him. "Wayne? No! What a thought!" cried the vicar in mock horror. "It were," said the boy, undeterred. "Babby was called Wayne." "No, it wasn't called Wayne," said the vicar, his voice quavering a little. "The baby was called Jesus." "It were Wayne," said the child, persuading and persisting. "Jesus," snapped the vicar. "Wayne," repeated the child. "I know, 'cause we all sang about it in assembly. A Wayne in a manger, no crib for a bed."